Good morning and welcome back. It's Jordan Miller here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. 1108 right now and 67 degrees downtown here in Canton. It's going to warm up, a high of 81 today, and tomorrow's going to be 91. So make sure that you grab yourself just a plethora of water these next couple days. All right, what do you think about this new bill that was recently introduced? It's a bill that was produced to Ohio legislators that would make owners of short-term rentals, such as Airbnb and other short-term rental properties, no more or no less restricted than any other rental property owners. I'm all for Airbnb, and I'm all for it being local, because I think that, personally, I believe that if somebody wants to stay somewhere for 2 months, they should be able to. If someone wants to just stay there for a week, they should be able to, as long as they're paying and the landlord's getting their money. Well, joining us right now, we have one of the state representatives who actually introduced this new legislation, and that is Sarah Fowler Arthur, a representative from Ashtabula. Sarah, how are you this morning?
Great, Jordan. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. So, House Bill 563, what is it essentially? I mean, I could paraphrase it all the time throughout the whole show, but you know the ins and outs of this bill.
Yeah, well, you did sum it up really well. We're just looking to protect an individual's private property rights and make sure that local governments are not banning someone from using their house to invite out-of-town guests and rent it out. I guess they don't even have to be out-of-town, but to rent it out in a short-term fashion, which would be less than 30 days, and to be able to use what is oftentimes people's greatest asset, their home, to supplement their income or to make an income and to support their family. So you summed it up pretty well.
Now, why do you believe that this needs to be proposed, though? Are you a property rental owner yourself? Do some of your other representatives, do they own property that they're trying to short-term lease? Why was this proposed?
Yeah, I am a renter and an owner, both, but I have not experienced some of the difficulties that we're seeing pop up across the nation. And in Ashtabula County, we are a big tourist area. We have a lot of people coming up to visit Lake Erie during the summer months. And so while we haven't personally experienced this as a problem yet, it did concern a number of my constituents who do own properties for short-term rental. And they were concerned that kind of this nationwide push to ban any type of short-term rentals would have a negative impact on our local tourism industry and on the investments that they've made into the community. And then as we're looking more statewide, and we've had testimony in state and local government committee, we've also become aware of a number of other communities across Ohio that have taken a pretty hard stance against short-term rentals, and that there's a number of people who've made investments in a particular community and then have not been able to rent those out as they expected to be able to because of new regulations. So this bill would not prohibit any regulation that's currently in place from staying in place, but it would say prospectively going forward, you can't just outright ban a short-term rental. You need to actually look at the health and safety and benefit to the community and make sure that the zoning reflects that.
Now, when we use the term short-term rental, is that essentially, you know, renting out your house or a room or whatever for a day, a month? You know, is there any duration limit on this?
It can be all of the above. It can be a room or your house or a secondary property, and it can be for one day up to 30 days. Now, the state of Ohio does make a distinction. After 30 days, it's considered a long-term rental, and so it falls under a different tax category.
Okay, and see, and I wasn't informed of that. I didn't know that, because I when I think of short-term, I think, you know, under a year. I think a year is long-term. So even people right now can sign leases for 2 years. Is that correct? Or for, excuse me, 2 months. Is that correct?
I think it would vary depending on where you're at, but you can get a short-term rental for pretty much any duration of time, as far as I'm aware. Now, individual owners or leasers would probably have their own restrictions on how often they want to be cleaning the property and making sure it's sanitized and all of those things. But again, in my area, we get a lot of tourism for Geneva on the Lake and Ashtabula City and Conneaut. And so what we tend to see is people either coming in for a weekend over the summer or maybe a getaway for an anniversary that's 1 or 2 days in duration. But there's also a number of families that want to travel together for the summer, and they might stay 2 weeks or a month, or I suppose they could stay 2 months. I'm not as familiar with anyone that actually has done that, but I know we do have some families that make it their destination location, just like going to the Outer Banks or Florida. So sometimes families choose to travel together and to rent a short-term rental for a longer period of time. But we're also seeing them be rented out not just for vacation or tourism, but also for business as kind of a hopefully post-COVID world. But during the last year or two, we've seen more individuals traveling and wanting to stay in a more home-like environment when they are traveling for work. And so there's a growing number of people that stay in a short-term rental for that more home-like feel. And they might be a week or 2 weeks, or maybe some of those would be your couple months stays like you're mentioning.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree that home-like feel to me is very important. Now, I will tell you this. You know, I've stayed in a lot of Airbnbs. I've stayed in a lot of hotels. And when I travel and my wife is with me, sometimes she'll just say, put us in a hotel because I don't want to have to be responsible for cleaning up when we leave the Airbnb. So
it's definitely a perk. And I think that's why we don't view this bill as in any way antagonizing our hotel industry. I personally view it as a complementary where, you know, there's a number of people who want to stay in a hotel and it's going to suit their needs the best. And then there's another growing segment of the population that wants to stay in a short-term rental, an Airbnb, a VRBO, an individual family member, maybe an extended family member who is so shoestring related that they want to charge them a little something, but they want to also offer them the opportunity to stay local. And this is really the opportunity for that segment of people to be able to travel and get to see different places and have a home-like environment to stay in.
Yeah, I agree with that, Representative. And I guess I didn't realize, because I'm from rural America. I mean, we're real rural in this part of Ohio, where I'm from. And I didn't realize that Airbnbs were accessible in the Tuscarawas counties of the world, the Southern Stark counties of the world. Until recently, my business partner, he was telling me his house recently caught on fire. And for 6 months, he's staying in an Airbnb apartment right near where his house was. And I said, what? They have an Airbnb there? He said, oh, yeah. He said, and I'm paying a lot more than I would a hotel, but at least I have a kitchen. At least I have, you know, more accessories and appliances. So there are pros and cons to it when I look at it.
Definitely. And in a situation like a fire, that's definitely one of the perks, is being able to have a kitchen where maybe you're saving some cost on food or eating out. And everyone likes to eat out on an occasional basis, but if you have to do that while you wait for your home to be rebuilt, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, Sarah, Miss Sarah Fowler Arthur, we appreciate you coming on today, Representative, and letting us know about this bill. This is House Bill 563. Are you guys making any movement with it? Do you have any backing from any big named politicians right now?
Well, we have several statewide groups that are supporting the bill, including OREA, which is our Realtors Association. We also have Real Estate Investors Association that is seen this as a really positive move, and several other large groups have endorsed it as well. The committee just voted it out, so we're currently waiting for it to go to the House floor for a vote. And just real quickly, I'd also like to touch on, we've had some opposition from folks that feel like it's taking away the local control aspect, but I want to highlight that the bill does specifically talk about protecting local government's right to zone and to make health and safety regulations, because we don't want a house that's a fire hazard creating problems for any community, or as an example. So we have tried to safeguard a local government's ability to ensure these properties are safe while recognizing the local property rights as well.
All right, Representative, we appreciate you coming on and talking about this new proposed legislation. I hope you have a great day and good luck with the bill.
Thanks so much, Jordan. Take care.